Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We left you hanging a little bit with Leap of Faith, bringing more comics back, but the AVNs are still coming. So, let's get back to Leap of Faith. Don't. Not now. Not when they're here. Another day. Okay? Giggles. Huh? What the heck are you doing? Looking out for you and making sure you're okay? Well, sit your ass down and don't stand there like a dork. And how many times have I told you to knock before you come into my room? But I did knock, just like you always say. I knocked 3 times, but there was no reply. Then I knocked 3 more times, and still nothing. Then I entered and went, "Hi, Cece." But you just sat there in your own thoughts like Buddha, meditating or some shit like that. Hey, no swearing. Okay, Gandhi. Ah! Choo! God bless. Thank you. So what kind of shenanigans have you been up to lately? You're so judgmental, you know that? I just know you, and you did not just stand here because you thought I was Buddha. So judgmental. Am not. Are too. I just care about my dorky big sister. Is that not allowed? Sure, I'll let it slide this time. I'm just a caring little... sister. Choo! God bless. Thank you. Again. What's wrong with me? Why do I keep sneezing? You're probably getting a cold. So now you can't move out until you know that you're 100% okay. We've already had this talk, sis. I can't stay here for reasons you can't understand yet. It's better for everybody if I go away for a bit. I'm terrified that I'll do some dumb shit that'll affect you in some way. And you'll end up remembering that for the rest of your life. Or maybe you would get ideas. Ideas that you shouldn't even know exist. So it's best if I move out. Me and Linda are going to move to the city and find us a place there. It's about time I moved out anyway. I'm not 10 anymore. But I'll send a message to you every day. Have Mom and Dad said anything? Mom is crying and going on with the My Little Girl is Moving Out thing. And Dad? Same, but more in the I got something stuck in my eye type of crying. And bro? He's just happy you're moving out. Now he thinks he'll get your room and we won't have to share anymore. But this room is mine. If you're gonna fight over it, then I wanna watch. Choo! God bless. Thank you. And wow. Huh? That booger came flying out of your nose at 100 miles an hour. No way! Way! And flew right out the window. Beware of flying boogers. That is so gross and cool at the same time. I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss you too, sis. So much. And you said shit too. I know, I'm horrible. I love you. I love you too. Even if I know you're just saying it so that I'll let you get the room. Maybe. Sis? Yes? Why is there a pepper shaker next to your foot? Because I thought you were maybe eating a sandwich and needed some pepper on it and I wanted to be the good sister and bring you some. So, good sister. Did you by any chance put a lot of pepper in my hair so I would sneeze a lot? I hope you're warmed up because I am going to kill you! No, no, Mom! Dad! Jeez, will you watch it? Help! You are so dead. I'm walking here! And can I borrow your pad? Sure. Yes! I'll be too busy kicking your sister's butt. Double yes! FIFA! FIFA! Football's coming home! Huh? What's that. Chapter 6. I'm sorry. You're snoring. Just 5 more minutes. I'll be counting those minutes. I won't. You're just like a dog, you know? Slipping with your tongue out like that. Every time you say something, I'm adding 5 minutes. Where's your bra? Slept without it. Like it better that way. Unless you're uncomfortable with it, of course. No, I'm not complaining. I didn't think so. Your hand is on my thigh, by the way. Sorry, but you're not giving me a lot of space here. What's that supposed to mean? You're the one taking all the space. Of course. I'll get out of your face then so you can have some more space and make myself some coffee. Make one for me too? Sure. So what's on the agenda for today? Can't take a shower. Probably, let's get in touch with Lexi and see what the hell's going on with her since we pledged our love to her. She's probably busy with her schedule. I'm gonna try calling her unless she's going to feel I'm disturbing her being too clingy. No. No answer. Hope she's okay though. Wonder how it went with Steph yesterday. Hey, Grim. Hey, Steph. Just thought I'd check in with you and hear how it went yesterday with your dad and all. My dad, well, it was a total shit show. He kind of freaked out, and in the end, I just couldn't take it anymore and left. Sorry to hear that. Can't blame him, though. I brought it on myself. You're not the only one I had to hide from for two years, you know. Shit, I never thought about it like that. Well, nothing more to do than give him some space, I guess. Hope he comes around. And your job? Listen, I don't really want to talk about it right now. I'm dead tired. Couldn't sleep last night? Didn't try. Just got in the car and drove all night. Hang on, you're driving where exactly? Home. Home? You mean here? Yes. Fuck's sake, Steph. I'm sure you could have used Lexi's I know, she said so, but I needed a trip, so I just rented a car. So when are you back? In a few days. I'm taking the scenic route. Be careful, okay? And get some sleep now. I will. I prefer driving at night anyway. Have a nice trip. Thank you. Jesus, Steph, what is with you? What is with you in always choosing the path of most resistance? Of Kira, Robin, Chris, and Cece. What's going on with Chris? I should call Chris about this thing with Matt. Yo, man, you home yet? I am. Got home late last night. You busy? Kinda. I can call back. No, not busy like that. We have this trainee here and he might have blown a fuse or something. It's all dark. But how'd it go with your dad? Oh, fine, I guess. Just met the guy and talked for a bit. And it turns out I have a sister. No way. Or sibling or something. My dad's side only. So, she hot? Dude. That's a pretty valid... It's a perfectly valid question. It is from his point of view. Nope, I'm not gonna give you any reason to go simping on new sister. Holy shit, they used the word simping. What's her name? C. C what? No, just C, like, you know, ocean. Just C instead? Who calls their daughter C? Hell if I know. She's cute though. Ha, made you admit it. The same guy that called his son Grim, right? By the way, You want to come over to my place tonight? That thing about Matt? Yeah. Sure thing, I'll be there around 9. Perfect. Good, and let there be light. Nailed it. Or not. Anyway, gotta fix this mess here. See you later on. See ya. Get it. See ya. Bye. Don't call Cece. She's in bed. Why are we calling Cece when she's in bed? See what Robin's doing. Robin was acting all weird before they left. I'll text her. When did, before she left? Hey, sexy, miss me. Would you like to meet up? Hi, Grim. Sorry, it's not a good time today. Yeah, not happening. Yeah, I'm gonna ignore you and... Excuse me, I'm gonna ignore that and head on over to you today. Haha, you don't even know where I am. You're home? Nope, I'm not at home. Aha, bowling alley. Yes, but today's not a good day. I'll drop by later today. You have fun being depressed until I get there, okay? Okay, thank you, I guess. That's Robin sorted. Told Kira I'd come visit her after I got home. She should be working now. I'll text her. That offer of a frappe still on the table? I'll be right there. Hell yeah, it's really busy here right now, but if you come over, I'll fix you right up. I'll come by a bit later today if you're still on the clock then? I'll be over soon. Sounds perfect, Tiger. See ya. Kiss it. Kiss, kiss. Meet up with Kira. Okay. We'll go back to that. Cece told me Linda won't be back until tonight or tomorrow. Guess I'll have to wait till then to talk to her. Some kind of surprise. Make coffee. Check. At least I remembered to put on the coffee. Oh, you're up. Hey, sure am. Tell me you didn't drink all the coffee. Of course I did. But I made more for you. Over there. Refreshing shower? Very. You used all the hot water? Nope, that's your job. Should be plenty left. Oh, and Cece? Hmm? You're staring at my ass. I wasn't. Sure. I can do some cool-ass moves if you're interested. No, thank you. I'll be fine. I love how he does that to her. He's just fucking with her. He's like, you know, I could do some cool-ass moves if you want to stare some more. Laughs. My ass is over here. Oh, he's fucking with her good. Okay, smartass. Game's on. This is how you deal with women, folks. This is literally how you want to play games with women. That's literally how you do it. I've had so many women roommates, and when you do shit like that, it just works. Also, I had a roomie that was really, really good with the ladies, so I learned a lot from him and what he does. And oh yeah, he. It's real easy to do. It's real easy to do. He even used a pickup line on his wife. I mean, they're not married anymore, but he used a pickup line on her, and it worked. They were married for a while. Like, a long while. They dated for a while, and they were married for a while. And I was with him for, like, 10 years. Yeah. So, I learned a lot from that. I'm gonna make you choke on that coffee before we're done here. No chance, but by all means, try. So you were staring. Whatever. You got any plans for today? Well, first, coffee. Then I'm heading over to Mackenzie for a frappe and a chat with Kira. Afterwards, I'm heading over to see Robin at her bowling alley. I think the two of them need a middleman. I think they might be having problems or something like that. They're having a relationship problem? Excuse me. They are having relationship problems. I think so. Hopefully I'll find a way to bring them together again. Why don't you tag along? I can't. I have some plans of my own. Oh? I'll tell you about it later. And by the way, Chris is dropping by tonight at 9. We have to talk to Matt about the whole situation with Linda. Mm-hmm. By the way, how you feeling? Fine. Not really a good answer. When somebody says they're fine, that usually means they're not great. A lot of people use that as a blanket answer. How you feeling? Fine. You know, one day you're gonna have to open up a bit more about, well, you know. Maybe we can sit down and talk a bit later today? Can we just drop it? It's not what I'm worried about. Then what are you worried about? Okay, let's drop it. And how are you doing? Me? I'm doing just fine. See, it's what everybody says when someone asks how they're doing. Wow, I never thought the game was going to address what I just said. Doesn't mean it's true. Honestly, I'm fine. You weren't fine that day on the bridge. I could see it from a mile away. Yeah, you know there was a lot going on back then with Steph and everything, but from that point on, it's been all good. And as you said, if Steph hadn't thrown me out the window butt naked, you wouldn't have been here now. And just why did you have to jump out the window from Steph's place butt naked? I never told you that detail, did I? Hmm. Anyway, subject change. How was girls' night? Me and Linda? It was fun. She taught me how to eat pussy. Spits his coffee out, right? Coughs. Yep, almost. Told you I'd make you choke on that coffee. I've got coffee in my nose. Hang on, did you... That's the cool thing about sexual innuendos. Wait, what's cool about sexual innuendos? That you stop worrying about how I'm doing. Have fun today. And now excuse me while I go rub one out in the shower. That was another sexual innuendo, wasn't it? I have to admit she's got a point though. Not that I would cheat on my girl, but at least I'm not worried anymore. Time to finish up this coffee and head over to Kira. Oh, there's a lot of people here today. Excuse me. Coming through. There she is. Ladies. She looks stressed. Maybe that's what she meant by everything going wrong today. Busy day, eh? You wouldn't believe. 24/7 done. Or excuse me. 247 done. Come get it. Don't worry about that frappe. I'd rather enjoy it someday. You have a few minutes to sit down and enjoy it with me. No, I'll fix you right up with it. Unfortunately, I have to keep running today. Sorry for having you over for nothing. One of the cooks didn't show today, and the other got pissed off because of it and left. Yep. You saying you're all alone here today, doing everything? That's very accurate. I've ridden storms like these before, though, so I'll pull through. Okay, that just won't do at all. I'll cook. You can't just come here and cook. You don't even know the recipes. I'll have you know that I'm an excellent cook in the center of every barbecue party. Burger Master Chef at your service. Now, this is not something you can do in real life. You can't just go to Burger Joint and say, you know what? I'll cook. Give me a job. I mean, maybe you can sign an application, do all that kind of thing, and they can put you in quick if they need you. But you can't just, oh, I'm gonna cook today. That's like, there's a Seinfeld episode when Kramer decided to just put on a business suit and get a suitcase and start walking into a business, like a big office building, and just start working. I mean, and just act like he's working. Just kill himself working. And he's like, man, I gotta really get this done. And the boss says to him, honestly, sir, you have no idea what you're doing at all. Like, we don't even know what you're doing here. You just can't go barge into a job and start working without being hired. I mean, there's times where I wish I could pull somebody off and say, hey, you want a job? Here you go. Come on in. We need you. But no, doesn't work like that. No, really, you don't have to do that. Okay, I think you need convincing. I didn't want to do this, but you leave me with no other choice. Huh? What? No. Look at that hip work. Seriously, stop. Oh, I got more, woman. Okay. Okay, what? Okay, you can cook. Just stop that thing you're doing. You've seen nothing yet. Someone kill me. Kitchen is that way. You won't regret this. Oh boy, do I regret this. Okay, Blabbermouth, what now? You've never grilled anything in your whole life. Burgers are in the freezer on your right. Oven is already heated. Coming right up. Okay, burgers found. Now to grill them. Everything going well so far. Salad, tomatoes, pickles in the fridge, buns in the cupboard next to it. You don't have to tell me everything. Thank you for telling me everything. Buns, salad, tomatoes, and we're on a roll. Damn, Graham, you're doing some cooking. This is easy. Now there's one thing missing, a kitchen mascot. Why, hello, miss, I didn't see you there. What's that? If I can help you with a haircut. Of course I can. You think I got this great hair just by accident? No such thing, miss. This is the work of an expert developer. We're talking about the developer of the game. I should just call you Samantha? That I can do. We'll have you looking great in no time, Samantha. And if you don't mind me saying so, you have beautiful ears. Simply adorable. She's gonna think you're gay at that point, brah. Voila, a true masterpiece if I have to say so myself. And again, such nice ears. Is that goofing around I'm hearing? No. What? She said here, not ear. You have beautiful ears. I need 10 Mackenzies and 10 Cheesies. So bossy. Yes! High five. Don't worry, we'll work on it. Listen, you really don't need to do this if you feel uncomfortable back there. I can make the burgers. The customers are beginning to become a bit restless. Here you go. Whoa, impressive. Don't thank me, couldn't have done it without Samantha. And you know what? Those people are probably getting, like, homemade burgers. Those people are getting legit homemade burgers. So they're not getting it like the people that normally do it. A lot of them, you know, they, like, throw it together. You know, like, when you get a lot of fast food, a lot of it's just thrown together and you eat it because you're fucking hungry. Well, this dude actually straight up made real fucking grilled burgers and took the time to do all that shit. So they're gonna be getting, like, better than what the restaurant normally serves with the cook. And he says, don't thank me. Couldn't have done it without Samantha. Without who? High five. We'll work on it. What's that? I couldn't agree more. And for that, we need a bit of... Reminds me of the coconut in Robin Williams. And for that, we need a bit of... JD. How are the burgers coming along? Pretty much perfect. They just need a little dash of... Soon done. Well done. I just wanted you to know that I normally don't do this so soon after meeting someone. But I can feel that we have something special here. And I sense that you're reacting to my touch as well. Can you feel me slide back and forth? It's all in the touch. You start real slow to get the juices flowing. Just feel those fingers working all your sensitive parts. I feel you're getting closer. So if I just put my finger here... Excuse me. Yes? I have to give compliments to the chef. The burger was much more juicy and tender than it normally is. Because he cooked a legit burger. You're joking, right? I mean, thank you very much. I'll pass the message. Do you think I can speak to him directly? I mean, the chef's a he, right? He is indeed a he. I can check if he's available. There's something so sexy about a man cooking. Gotta agree with you on that. I'm sorry, but I just remember that he said he didn't want to be disturbed today. He's really into it when he's cooking. That's a real shame. But feel free to come back some other time. Maybe he'll be here then. Bye-bye, sweetie. Congratulations, Grim. You just found the one thing in the world that does not turn me on. You can relax now if you want. Feel free to take 5 minutes. No can do. I've got the whole queue system set up now. Everything from cutting the salad to frying the fries. Damn! Grim? Come here. I really needed a mood boost today. Thank you so much, really. No problem at all. It's not like I had a full schedule of other things to do anyway. You got a new batch of burgers back there? We're running out. There you go. You're killing it. Don't thank me. You couldn't have done it without Samantha. All thanks to Sam, eh? You got it. High five. No! What have you done? But why? You were my everything. Thank God evening shift showed up. This is a well-deserved rest. I'd say we were a damn good team, though. You certainly surprised me. Honestly, I surprised myself more, I think. I've never grown a burger in my life before. I knew it! Sam was a good help. Oh, I don't know about that, but I know one thing. She has delicious ears. Yeah, I kept telling her. She passed away before her time. What? You're looking at me. Of course I am. You're so completely different from the first time I saw you here. And Chris had to help you with that horrible pickup line. He never told me when he said what he said to you that day. What did he say exactly? My friend over there really needs a mood boost. Can you go over there and pretend he's cute so he'll get something to smile about? Really? He said that? Yeah, I thought he was joking, but it turns out he was right. Well, I guess you could say I needed that boost. No, not that. The cute part, you really are. Not just by looks, but by being who you are. You're different too, you know, from that day. I'm wearing different makeup. No, you're uncertain about something, and I'm betting my frappe it's Robin. Ugh. She came over to my place yesterday. I thought we were going to relax and have a good time. Not like that. Just enjoy being the two of us for the first time since before we went to visit Lexi. And? She wanted to break up with me. Really? Something about her not being good enough for me. Not being able to give me what I want. Shit, are they going to lesbian bed death that early? Oof. I have no idea what she's on about. Maybe she meant a normal family? Fuck normal family. I was living in the most normal family in the world until I told him I was not normal, that I wasn't good enough. Kira, have you looked at the world you live in? We're way past judging normality by sexuality. And if someone is still doing so, it's because they don't know any better. I used to be a bit more judgmental, not really knowing why people would want to be with someone of their own sex. Not that I really thought all that much about it, but you know, I was a bit stuck in the old traditional ways. Then I met you two, and somehow you showed me that it's perfectly normal. You helped me see that love is love. So don't talk about not being so normal. It's one of the great things about you. Heck, I even talk to my gay neighbor now. I didn't do that before. And she has blue hair, for Christ's sake. Fuck! Huh? The makeup, the piercing, the hair color. What about it? I was so damn busy trying to show everyone I was different when all I wanted to be was normal. That's why I chose this lipstick, got a piercing, and dyed my hair. I'm pretty sure people don't judge normality by their hair color either, you know. Lexi doesn't even go by her normal hair color. And the woman next door to me with blue hair, nobody even raises an eyebrow. I miss her, you know. Listen, I'm heading over to the bowling alley to meet Robin now. Let me talk to her. I'll get her side of the story and see where you mismatch. I've seen you two thriving all summer. There's no way she's letting that go because of an uncertainty. I hope so. Thank you for the help today. Don't mention it. And I'll tell Cece I'll be there. Beware. You'll have to ask her about that. She said she'd be here all day. But she's not at the bar. Robin? Grim, down here by the lanes. There you are. How's things? Better now, actually. What are you doing here? Are the repair people coming? Yeah, right. They called to tell me they're delayed by 2 more weeks. So you're just here to polish the bowling balls? No, I thought I'd test out the lanes to see if I could get it working in any way. Did you? Well, the machinery seems to be working just fine. Pins are put back into place and everything, but the balls don't return. I hoped it would just be a quick fix, but I have no idea what it could be. I'm back to square one. Let me help out then. And you know anything about bowling machinery? I have about 24 years of experience assembling IKEA furniture. That's not even remotely similar. I know, it's way harder. Have you ever tried assembling one of those things? No, but... Exactly, IKEA. So where's the machine room? Okay, the door's right over there by the end, lane one. You head back there into the machine room and I'll throw balls from here. Maybe you can spot something from there which I can't see from this position. Lane one. Over there. On my way, I just had a flashback. Time to do a bit of detective work. Okay, so I'm ready. You can throw a ball now. What? I said I'm ready, you can throw a ball now! What am I looking for exactly? Just observe and see if anything's out of the ordinary. Which would be? Just look. Oh, and there are some tools by the machinery. Got it. Bombs away! I think I see the problem. Really? Yeah, the ball doesn't have enough speed to get all the way back to you. Any obvious reason why? Not really. I mean, there's a loose screw, so the whole rail is a bit wobbly, but that's not the problem. Hang on, there's a service door here. Let me look. Be careful, okay? Read the warning labels. Don't worry. Men have ignored warning labels for ages and we're still here. True. That doesn't make any sense. What's that? Nothing. Oh, I'm looking at some kind of control. There's a knob with values ranging from low to max. It's at medium now. Oh, I know what that is. I read through the 4,000 page manual yesterday. It's the air pressure driving the ball forward. So I just adjust the pressure by turning that knob? You can try it. Okay, let's crank up this bad boy. Okay. Oh, I can do it. Gonna save there. Ready to test? Sure, let's try. Okay, try again now. Nope, it's not high enough. Still nothing. Let me check again. Ready to test? Sure, let's try it. We're on max. What the heck? Still nothing. No idea what to do, though. I've cranked this bad boy up to max and still nothing. Anything else in there you can adjust? No buttons or knobs, at least. Let me check. Hang on, there's a loose cable here. I think I can reattach it. Ready to test? Hang on, let me make some adjustments. Ready to test? Sure, let's try. Try again now. I think it's better now. The ball had more speed. Really? That's great. Whatever you did, keep doing it. Hang on. Alright, now let's go to high, but we're not going to max. Ready to test? Sure, let's try. Okay, try again now. Alright. Yes! We did it! Holy shit, it worked! That's amazing! Now to fix that loose screw before the whole rail falls apart. I'm just gonna test it one more time. What's that? Uh-oh. No! Hello, balls. Try to see that again. Are you okay? Hang on, everything's blurry. That didn't look good. It's getting better. Should be fine soon. Your ice bag really helps. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were standing over the rails. It's not your fault. I was just going to tighten that last screw and I didn't hear the ball coming. So relax, it's nothing that a little bit of time can't fix. At least I think we got the bowling alley fixed up. And we can talk a bit about why I came here in the first place. You've been acting all weird the last few days, even at Lexi's place. I'm not good at these things, okay? Goodbyes and such. Maybe so, but there's more, isn't there? What if there is? What if I feel I can't give Kira the thing she wants the most in the whole world? To be normal. You don't think she's normal? No, she is, but you don't get it. I see her staring at those people when they walk past us on the street. Those normal couples. Don't you see? I can't give her any of those things. Shit, I even robbed her of her own family. And every day I'm with her is another day she has to go without that. Robin, she's been with you for a long time now. It's her choice. And from what you both have shown me since I met you is that you really love each other. So what if she gets feelings when she looks at those people? She already decided that the grass is greener on your side. If it wasn't, she'd have told you already. So no, you didn't rob her of anything. Just ask her and you'll notice how much you've given. You two have to talk to each other. Figure things out. I think she's pissed at me anyway. I haven't seen Kira pissed once since I met her. Try disappointed instead. But what would you have done? When you love someone so much, you want to do what you know is best for her. Even if she doesn't know it herself. Just talk to her. You might be surprised. Crap. I miss her. I know you do. You know, I was just over at Mackenzie with Kira. She was alone at work, so I volunteered as a cook. That girl is gonna work herself to death. It was sweet of you to help her, though. And me. Anyway, I have to get going now. Chris is coming over at 9. That thing with Linda? Yep. We gotta go speak with Matt at some point. Better get going, then. It's almost 9. And give Cece a hug from me. Tell her I'll be there. Beware. Oh, you don't know? Well, I'm not about to tell you anything. Nobody will, it seems. Bye, Robin. See you around, Grim. He's here already. Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. Don't sweat it. I'm in good company here. Chris just told me you play the guitar. Really, Chris? You told her? Well, somebody had to. I know one song. I haven't even seen a guitar. It's in the closet. So you're gonna play? Nope. I have terrible stage fright. Aww. Anyway, how was your day? I'm beat. Kier was alone at McKenzie, so I volunteered as a cook. I've no idea how many burgers I've made today. And at Robin's bowling alley, we fixed her machinery. Really? You fixed it? Yup. I only had to sacrifice a testicle to the bowling ball gods, and that was it. You dropped a bowling ball on your... Not quite, but close enough. Man, stop it. I'm hurting just hearing about it. Y'all remember that there was a time in the world, despite all the crazy TikTok challenges, where there was literally... And this is in the movie Idiocracy. Remember Ow My Balls? Where people were just trying to find ways to hurt their balls and to injure their balls. That was a whole thing on YouTube at one time. There are literally people that did videos of them trying to harm their testicles in every which way, shape, and form you can think of. And it was huge. Some of you guys might not even remember it. And if you do, I don't know. I mean, it was around 2014, so I'm sure some of you do. But it was a whole, just, probably thousands of videos of content of people just hurting themselves. There was a guy who would go around and have people kick him in the balls, and just insane what we did around that time period. Okay, this is a guy discussion. I'll be inside. They even had television shows where they were showing people getting kicked in the balls. It's crazy. Like, that was a time in history that I remember. And people from 30, 40, 50 years in the future are going to be like, there was a time in history when people wanted to get their balls injured? Like, men wanted to get their balls injured? Like, just being kicked in the balls? It's like, yep. And worse than that. You brought beer? No, this was your turn. Crap, forgot all about it. Don't sweat it. I think I've had my share of alcohol this summer. Yeah, you're right about that. And we'll get a refill soon anyway. Refill? Oh, hang on. Both Kira and Robin said something about Cece. My lips are sealed. Ask Cece. I thought you were supposed to be my friend. Yeah, guilt tripping is not gonna work. Anyway, do you remember the day at McKenzie when we met Kira for the first time? You mean... when I had to drag her over to our table? Today she told me what you said to her to get her over to me. Well, damn you, Kira. Just wanted to say thank you for it, for always having my back. Hey, don't make this weird now. Being weird is my trademark, not yours. And no, I'm still not telling about that thing with Cece. Damn, was worth a try. She has a way of making people smile, hasn't she? She does. I hate being the one to say this, but you know she needs help, right? Professional help. I think she's getting better, though. Probably. But you never know. You still think about that day on the bridge? I'll never forget it. It was one of the most intense things I've ever experienced. There's something I don't quite understand, though. Something she told me about it later on. I can't help but care a lot for her. How's it going with you and Linda? Dude, she's awesome. And by the way, can you try and fish a bit about where she's been? Will do. She told Cece she would come here later, probably very late. I can try talking to her then. She'll probably spend the night here. You know, we sleep in the same bed, right? Just keep your privates away from her privates. And she always sleeps topless. Okay, just stop it. But Matt, why don't we just get it over with? Head over there right now. It's just a few blocks away. Do you think he did anything to Linda? He's been an asshole to us since forever, but I never took him for anyone that would stoop that low. But if he did, then he's toast. I'm getting sick to my stomach just thinking about it. And angry. If he says one wrong thing about that, I don't know what I'll do. Guys... can I have a word with you? Matt? What the hell are you doing here? I don't want any trouble. We've been saying that to you for a decade. I'll make it quick and then get out of your face. but I really want to apologize to both of you for being a complete asshole. I just wanted to let you know that I won't give you any trouble again, ever. And I'm very sorry for all the shit I put you through. Well, excuse me for taking that with a grain of salt, rather. That's fair, but I'm done with that bullshit. I promise. I haven't got any business with you, but Linda told me you two used to be very good friends. And you better answer me right now. Do you have that ring of hers? I do. And just how the flying fuck did you end up with her clit ring? Her clit... Oh, fuck. This is bad. Did you... No. No. Listen, I've done some bad shit in my life, but I'd never do anything bad to Linda. Or that. To anyone. I found that ring on the bathroom floor, and all those shitty things from school came back. I took the ring and hightailed it out of there. I shouldn't have, but I did. So what's up with the message you sent her a few weeks ago? I took a picture of the ring and sent it to her, with a message that I wanted to give it back. Hear me out, I never did anything to Linda. I never even knew about the other thing. Hey Matt. Cece. I take it you listened to what I said, and there's no more stupid shit. Yes, miss. Then come over here. Cece. It's okay. You were right, I'm sorry. I really am, and I didn't. Look at me. I'll talk to Linda. And I'm glad you listened. Thank you. Okay. Actually, I forgot about the phone up there. We still have a phone, and we got Taz. I thought we got Nate Dogg's autograph. Oh, we did. We did and we didn't. Oh, there's a new gallery image. Okay, I remember that. Oh, wow. Red hair and green eyes. I know someone who looks like that. I'm gonna nuke that. Oh, I don't think you can. She's absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. It's weird that she was humming that song, right? Yeah, got nothing. Me neither. So I guess that's settled. The look on his face, though. What do you think of his excuse? I mean, it could be plausible. Doesn't excuse him locking me in the locker room for a night. Or not backing off when Linda asked him to. Exactly. But she invited him there in the first place. True. Singing. Gina works the diner all day. Oh. Okay. Let me guess, you talked to Cece about 80s music before I got here? Well, I might have mentioned the glorious hair they all had back then. Oh, I was singing Bon Jovi, but I think it was Gina Dreams of Running Away, because I had a friend by that name, one of the people I lived with, and she always would bring that part of the song up because that was her name. Oh, don't mention hair, please. I'm still struggling with the gray syndrome. Arctic White, my ass. No, Arctic White is the nickname of my ass. Ain't nothing whiter. Need to know basis, Chris. Need to know only. So this is it, eh? Come again? The end of the perfect summer. Pretty much, I guess. We had some fun at Lexi's, that's for sure. So why do I feel there's a thunderstorm coming? Don't say that. I know you feel it too. Oh, singing Living on a Prayer. Oh, she's singing it. There she goes again. I think that's my cue to head off. It's going to be a long day tomorrow. Have fun, man. Thanks for coming over. Okay, and that might be a good place to stop for now. Or we could go to the next day. I got a couple more minutes, why not? So, Cece, how about we talk a bit about what happened out there with Matt? I've got a better idea. How about movie night? Movie night? Yeah, I have the perfect movie picked out, I bet you do. Come watch with me? Sure, so let me guess. Sleepless in Seattle? Dirty Dancing? Bridget Jones' Diary? I've not seen Sleepless in Seattle. I think you'll be surprised. I should warn you. I might fall asleep, though. It's been a long day. So, which is it? No way. No retreat, no surrender? How did you even know of it? I have a dad, remember? He showed me all the classics. I'd even forgotten it existed. Can't remember the last time I watched it. Little known fact, the US version was called Karate Tiger. Is this actually a thing? Be looking that up right now. Give me a minute, guys. I gotta look that up right now. Yes, it is. This is a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie that I have never fucking seen. The original film is called No Retreat, No Surrender, and Karate Tiger is an actual thing. It's on Freevee, which I've never even heard of, and actually has an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes, if you care about that. Let's see. Yep, it's on Freevee, which means it's free to watch. You can just watch it. So, if you have Freevee, and I guess a lot of people do, or even if you don't, because it says it's free, hold on. Well, I'm not going to look at it right now, but there you go. So, you can watch the movie that they're talking about here in the game right now. And I've never seen it, so I'm kind of curious. Pretty sure you can get it from the Internet Archive, too, because it's kind of old. The movie came out when I was born, guys. It's been a hot minute. Which was fitted with a completely different soundtrack inspired by the metal scene. Oh, I really gotta watch that version then, because I love the 80s metal scene. It's like the golden age, I think. But the European counterpart version with its Europop synth soundtrack made its way back to the US, giving the real movie of No Retreat, No Surrender cult status. You are officially my new favorite person in the world. How do you even know these things? That's not even on the internet. Like I said, I have a dad. I'm definitely not falling asleep to this one. But hush, it's starting now. You know, this is streaming, right? There's no starting now. Hush. By the way, I remember watching this show. I think it was... they were trying to surprise the wife or something. But anyway, her husband was a big fan of Jean-Claude Van Damme, and he worked out to get Jean-Claude Van Damme's body. And believe it or not, this man fucking had it. Like, he was legit ripped and as big as Jean-Claude Van Damme. Like, when you see the front cover of No Surrender, No Retreat, that's what I'm talking about by ripped. I mean, he was a beast. And his wife? Brah! She was big! Like, there was something that Drex was talking about today, and he was saying that a lot of these big bodybuilder men, a lot of the real big muscle men, a lot of them really like these big women, like big girls. Some of them are even into the feeder chicks. So you think, well, I figured that the, you know, a big muscle man would want like a fit woman or a muscular woman, kind of what is that, Vladislava Galligan, you know, everybody's talking about her, you know, the female Kim Card, or excuse me, the muscle Kim Kardashian or whatever. But yeah, it's not the case. A lot of these big muscle guys, they sometimes go for big girls, and you'd be surprised. You know, so a big girl is like, I wish I had a muscle man. Well, see, there you go. You might actually have a muscle man. It's weird how that is. Because you wouldn't think. I'm not saying that there aren't fit couples, because I know bodybuilder couples where the wife and the husband are both big around. And that's just how it is. But sometimes the woman, she's, you know, quite portly, and the man, he's ripped and buff and everything else. And a lot of these big muscle men, they also just bang these big women. It's a thing. It's a real thing. They're after them. I know there might be some big women watching. Man, I wish I could get a muscular man. Well, you might have a chance. You might want to go to the gym. He might look at you. You might think, oh, he's going for those fitness girls. But no. He might want a little more. I'm just telling you, this is what people are into. Never expect people to be in the thing that you think they're into. Because you never know what that person actually likes. And what people actually dig is way different. Because I have seen some beautiful, gorgeous women that say, I like big guys. And you're like, what do you mean, big guys? Like Fatty Arbuckle? Something like that? Oh, yeah. It's like these big bear type guys. Like a teddy bear. And that's a little thing. I've literally had beautiful women tell me, I like these teddy bear type guys. It's like, really? But you're a gorgeous woman. But she wants a teddy bear. So, hey, it's a thing. There are women into BBW guys. BBMs. Big, beautiful men. It's a thing. There's women out there that are beautiful that are into SBBM. Super big, beautiful men. Like, real big guys. So you never know, you got a chance. Y'all, you just gotta have confidence. That's really all it is. It's confidence. Going up to that person and saying, you know what? You're pretty cute, or you're attractive. Don't use a stupid pickup line. Just say what you think. Don't compliment the hell out of her, but you know, a little compliment will go a long way. Just, you know, don't simp, but obviously compliment. Like your hair today. Something like that. It's a nice dress you got on. I like your shirt. Women will do that. I've had compliments all the time. Oh, I like your shirt. I like your, you know, like your hair today. Stuff like that. It's good. Compliments are good. Just don't overdo it. Hush. Crap. What? I forgot to ask Matt about the ring. Linda's ring? Yeah. I think she's a bit overly nostalgic about that ring, though. It's not even a real ring, just something from a cereal box. Nostalgia is a very strong feeling. It can keep you going when things get dark. Like you said about my hair. She's right. It tickles me when you sleep and slobber all over me. Exactly, minus the slobbering. It's not the ring itself, but the feeling she felt the day you gave it to her. It could be nuts and bolts for all she cares, but she'll never forget the feeling. I've forgotten all about it. And still to her, she'll remember it for the rest of her life. Funny, isn't it? Kind of, but I still think she's overdoing it. It's like this movie. It's not Oscar material, the acting isn't great, the script is trope after trope. And still we love it, because the feeling we get when we saw it the first time. That does make sense. Okay, so I know this guy's supposed to play the asshole, but he's kind of hot, though. Hush. Really? Shh. Wait for it. And down he goes. That's gotta hurt. Definitely not falling asleep. Ugh. Bedtime it is. I like her character because it's really realistic. Exhales. Christ, you're heavy. What was your diet those 2 years Steph was away? A ton of protein powder? And you're calling me a heavy sleeper. Let's about leave it there. We'll give you something to chew on with the next episode. And I promise it won't be that far away. We'll do more of this, because I do like this one. And again, the characters are quite realistic, I think. They act more realistic than a lot of these characters in VNs. Not to say that, you know, they're all like 100%, but there's definitely a lot of things that I can just think of women I've dated, hung out with, all that kind of thing. That matches a lot of the way that the women act in here. I like the fact that the guy that wrote this game has actually hung out with a lot of women, dated a lot of women. You can tell, because all this shit goes into the game and it works.